From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is set to give an official welcome to leaders from nearly four dozen countries attending a summit in Washington focused on how to keep nuclear material out of the hands of terrorists, a possibility the president has called the greatest threat to U.S. security. Some experts estimate there's enough existing nuclear material to make more than 100,000 atomic bombs. The White House says the president will open the summit with a discussion of the scope of that terrorist threat. Security is high for the meeting. The convention center in the nation's capital, where the summit is being held, is surrounded with temporary fences, concrete barriers, and dump trucks loaded with gravel. NATO is expressing deep regret over an incident in southern Afghanistan in which U.S.-led troops opened fire on a bus. NPR's Jackie Northam reports at least four civilians were killed and 18 others were wounded.
According to Afghanistan's Interior Ministry, a bus carrying civilians left a local terminal in Kandahar before dawn on its way to a neighboring province. Ministry officials say the bus was speeding as it approached a NATO convoy from the rear. NATO officials say the convoy could not move to the side of the road to allow the bus to pass because of a steep embankment, and that NATO troops warned the bus to slow down. When it didn't, the troops opened fire. The injured were taken to a nearby hospital. The incident set off a round of protests. Several roads were blocked off, tires set on fire, while protesters chanted "Death to America." The incident comes as U.S. and NATO troops are preparing for a massive offensive against Taliban militants in Kandahar, and there are concerns that civilian casualties could undermine that effort. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
The new interim government of Kyrgyzstan says it will reassess the deal that allows the U.S. to have an air base in the former Soviet republic. Peter Van Dyke reports the future of that base is now in doubt after Kyrgyzstan's president fled the capital last week as the opposition took power during a day of violent protests.
Kyrgyzstan's first deputy prime minister, Almazbek Atambayev, said the interim government would take a close look at the deal under which the Central Asian country hosts a U.S. base essential to military operations in nearby Afghanistan. Atambayev said Kyrgyzstan was a civilized country that would honor its international commitments, but would investigate whether the agreement was signed against the interests of the people or due to bribes changing hands. The unrest in the country forced a halt to operations at the airbase near Bishkek, but they have now resumed. Senior leaders in the interim government have said President Bakiyev's family made $8 million a month from fuel sales to the base. Bakiyev has denied the allegations. He moved to close the base last year, but it was rebranded a transit center and continued operations under improved terms for the Kyrgyz government. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Stock prices are on higher ground after moves in Europe over the weekend to ease concern about the debt crisis in Greece. The Dow is up 22 points. This is NPR News. A new study says there's a group of people who are completely blind to racial stereotypes. NPR's Alix Spiegel says the research in the journal Current Biology finds that children with a rare condition known as Williams syndrome do not discriminate on the basis of race.
Racial stereotypes are found in every culture and every people. Even children as young as 3 years old tend to prefer their own racial group. But in this study, the children with Williams did not in any way prefer their own race or engage in racial stereotyping, though they did engage in gender stereotyping. Children with Williams are typically incredibly friendly and have little or no social fear. The researchers from the Mediterranean Institute of Cognitive Neuroscience in France theorize that it is this lack of social fear that leads to the absence of racial bias. They write that these findings support the notion that social fear is at the root of racial stereotypes. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy says there's no reason why President Obama's next Supreme Court nominee should not be confirmed by the end of the summer. A key GOP senator, Orrin Hatch of Utah, says, though, that could happen, but as long as the nominee is not a judicial activist. And Hatch says he's heard the name of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton mentioned as a possible nominee to fill the seat being vacated by Justice John Paul Stevens.
I happen to like Hillary Clinton. I think she's done a good job for the Democrat Secretary of State's position, and I have a high respect for her and think a great deal of her, but I'm not going to prejudge that.
Hatch made the comment on NBC's Today show. Leahy added that he thinks Clinton has done a good job for the country, not just for Democrats. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.